When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 150.
Season 6, episode 26.
Of two Mr. P's in a podcast with me, Mr. P.
I'm the other Mr. P.
Welcome back, summer 2. We've finally been able to record another episode. We do apologise that it's been a little bit longer than we anticipated. We did warn you there was going to be a 2-week break because I've been away, but then we had a bit of an issue last week because old paper ankles over here.
Yeah, unfortunately, start of half term, you know, you get that feeling, don't you? Break up on the Friday, I was buzzing, I was so chuffed, and then on the Sunday, went out to celebrate my anniversary. When I say go out, literally went for a meal.
I don't think he mentioned it was his anniversary. Have you talked about it? You mentioned
yeah,
it? I don't think you.
Yeah, but then, you know, went out for my anniversary with my wife. And as we stepped out the taxi at about 11 o'clock, going back to the hotel, you know, it was going back to the hotel. So times were good.
Boozed up.
No, not. That's the thing. It wasn't boozed up. And this is, you know, if there was ever a saving grace. So anyway, I've gone over on my ankle and I've done my ankle ligaments, which has been... It's honestly one of the most painful things I've done, even though I've done it before, and it was painful before, but I was younger then, and I didn't have young children jumping all over my legs all the time.
You've basically got a toolbox in your ankle, though, haven't you? You've got pins
everywhere. Yeah, I've got
everywhere. Pins
and stuff, and it's just a nightmare. But the only... And I've had a horrible couple of weeks, and I was gutted I couldn't do the app last week, and it was just... It's just been a down time. But the only saving grace I have, the only saving grace, is the fact that I was with Kim. I was sober. And it was like a complete accident because let me tell you, if I was out with the lads,
yeah, and it would have happened.
And I've done my ankle, the lack of sympathy I would have got would have broken me even more. So yeah, it's been a bit of a frustrating time, but I'm back now. I'm on the mend, hopefully, and I'm back in work, and we're back doing this. So I'm glad to be here. Just happy to still be here.
So you didn't have much of a half term, did you?
Well, do you know what? Honestly, I had such amazing plans in half term. I was due at the FA Cup final. I had a ticket for Wembley with my mate Charlie, who worked his backside off to get us some tickets. I was all set, ready to go. I had plans with Cockney John. I had loads of stuff going, and then it all just went away. And the pain, oh my God, the pain. But the worst thing about it was, I have nothing but respect for the NHS. You know that. They've sorted me out many a time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was mixed messages. One day they told me, I was at A&E, one day they told me to put weight on it. So I put weight on it and was literally wincing in pain when I went to bed. Then I went back to A&E the next day because I was in such bad pain and the painkillers weren't doing anything. To when they told me, what are you doing? You're going to make it worse while you're putting weight on it. I was like, well, your colleague yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just trying to get the right painkillers. And then they gave me painkillers, which set my stomach off. It was just one thing after another. But
so you might as well have said you've been away to the A&E department.
Yeah, and the worst bit about it was I saw a parent at the... Now, don't think like it's a parent from like my school or anything, but basically a girl I went to primary school with, her dad was there. So he's like, you know, our parents' age, in his 60s. And he walked over, he went, Adam Parkinson. Oh, yeah, I'm, you know, Natalie's dad. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. So anyway, he's chatting to dad, and then he just turns to me and goes...
Because that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Still goes to the hospital with his parents.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, of course I do. Who else? I'm sat there.
Did you get a sticker?
No, a lollipop. And then, so then he looks at me, he goes, so what have you done to your ankle? And I went, oh, I've just gone over on it. And then my dad went, yeah, he's had a long history through rugby and football, like his ankles are just nowhere now. And he just turned to me, looked me dead in the eye, this dad who I've not spoken to or seen in 20 odd years, and he just went, time to pack it in. He went, time to pack it in. And I was just like, mate,
I packed it in 10 years ago.
Like, I didn't even, right, I didn't even do this.
No, when was the last time you played rugby?
The other gutting thing.
When was the last time you played rugby?
What, an actual game?
Game, yeah. 10 years ago.
Dazzy's stag, probably, yeah. 10 years ago. Yeah. But I think the annoying thing was as well, is, and I'd spoke about this on previous eps, I was back actually getting, you know, exercise, doing a lot of paddle.
You were going to say back getting fit then, weren't you?
No. I was back getting ripped.
You went, I was back getting, I was exercising.
Yeah, I was exercising, I was doing well, and I was playing paddle, and I got in a really good routine of playing a couple of times a week, and I was playing pretty well, and I was impressing. And then obviously, so that's been put way back now. I won't be able to play that for a good couple of months, I don't think, but there's always a journey back. And the worst, do you know what the worst thing is? I got invited, actually, when I was back playing paddle, and I was thinking, my ankles are feeling all right here, because paddle's a quick turn.
Yeah, you're on the turn.
And my ankles felt okay. And then I got an invite to, like, the old boys rugby game, and they were like, oh, do you fancy dusting off the old boots? And I sat there and I thought, do you know what? For the first time in a long time, I think I could do this.
Could do bits.
And then went over on a curb in town.
Pesky curbs.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. The difference in our half terms was outrageous.
My heart goes out to you whilst I'm riding the Velocicoaster on the universe. I had the best 2 weeks. It was brilliant.
I need to unmute you on Instagram.
Yeah. you might have, if you do follow me on the old socials, you'll have seen what we've been up to. So I did mention it on the pod, asking for tips and stuff. And here's the thing, right? Brilliant holiday. Loved it. You know, we made the most. It wasn't a relaxing one. Not that I expected it to be relaxing, because it was like, right, we're here. Probably only going to be here once now. Let's just get as much in as possible. So, you know, we had like 2 rest days, really. But even on the rest days, it's like watching the FA Cup final. We were doing stuff. It was not really a chilled one. Now, in the build-up to going to Florida, I put it on my Instagram story, like, asking for tips. And massive thank you to loads of people who shared and you know, let me know about every aspect of it, and it was really, really helpful. Appreciate it. But then I also had loads of people messaging, going, please do share what you get up to, and please do share any tips or hacks or whatever it might be. Now, obviously, when you book or when you search for things online around Florida, the old Facebook and the Instagram and the TikTok bots are out there going, oh, he wants Florida content. So then you get more and more content around the theme parks on your page and your Instagram. So I kept seeing on TikTok people doing this, join us for day 5 of our Orlando holiday, join us. So I was like, all right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll do that. Not because it'll just be a nice way of documenting the holiday to look back on, but, you know, it'll let people know what we get up to, and people have asked for tips and that sort of thing. So did it on the first couple of days, and I put it on everywhere. I put it on Twitter, didn't put it on Twitter actually, put it on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, right? Yeah. Majority of people commenting, looks lovely, brilliant. Right, what do you think was the one platform where I got grief?
Facebook.
Now, Facebook has always been the platform that, you know, it's the one that I have the biggest following on. I've always been, you know, it's played
it's
a massive
grow,
yeah
it?
Oh, it's a massive reason as to why I'm able to do what I
Shout
do now.
Shout out Zuckerberg.
Yeah, and even though there's flaws with Facebook and I've not always liked the way it's run, you know, for me as a business, it's been wonderful. But my God, the negativity of some people.
I didn't see any of it, to be fair.
Well, I just ended up being like, well, if you're not going to be nice, you're not getting it. So I'd post it on TikTok, link it on Instagram, but I couldn't be arsed sort of sharing it on Facebook.
So what kind of comments?
Just like, I cannot believe you're flaunting the fact you're on holiday when so many of us are struggling at the minute, and we'd all like to go on holiday, but it's this sort of mentality of like, if you don't want to watch it and you don't like it, swipe and scroll or whatever it is. The fact that you think that I care, you know, it's like, it's a mad thing. We live in a world now where people think their opinion has to be heard, or if they don't like something, they've got to go out of their way to there's so much stuff I see on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, every platform that I think's awful, unfunny. Like, we won't name it, but you were sending me clips the other day going, this is the unfunniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
right?
True, yeah.
I'd never dream of commenting on the actual post, because I just think, what good's that going to do?
Well, some stuff's that unfunny, it's funny.
Well, yeah, and there was other comments where it's like, I don't know how you can support teachers for a better pay deal when you're going on holiday like this. Now, it's ridiculous, but yeah, there's my little rant for the episode.
Well, I do want to apologise for those comments. I was yeah. I had my ankle in ice.
Majority of people, you know, oh, it looks lovely, we're going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, people out there, there was a lot of teachers out there on at the same time as I was. But just I just don't get that mentality where it's like, I don't like this, so I'm going to make sure this person knows that I don't like it. It's like,
The thing is, it's just life's too short, and it's a bit jelly in it. And you just think, like you said, it's the same. I'm the same. If I stumble on something on Facebook or wherever, and I'm just like, nah, can't be bothered watching that. I never ever comment and be like, I cannot believe. Just like you said, just skip by.
But it's the same thing. I mean, obviously the strikes have been announced. There's another two strikes that have been announced now, 5th and 7th of July. I was under the impression that it was September that they were going to strike again, but it was going to be a coordinated strike with all the unions involved to be as disruptive as possible. And as soon as they got announced, so I woke up on Sunday and had a little scroll through, and I could see that quite a few teachers were sort of a bit like, oh, this is misjudged doing it at this time, because you know what it's like this half term, it's non-stop. Everything gets squeezed into this last half term. So when I first started teaching, summer two was your favourite because it was such an ease into summer. It was like, get through sats, do a play, and then it was rounders every day. Yeah. It was just rounders every day. Did my first game of rounders today, which will probably be my last, because you just got to fit everything in, you know? And so people were saying, oh, we've got school trips booked, we've got plays booked, we've got sports day booked. This is going to be sort of disruptive to the wrong people. And it's not that we're doing these strikes to disrupt parents, but it's, you know, it's going to potentially add workload to teachers when they're already striking.
Yeah.
And obviously the pay element to it, you know, there's a lot of parents who don't seem to realise that when a teacher strikes, they don't get paid for that strike day. So then there was a lot of comments around that about the whole, oh, teachers can take a day off to strike, but I get fined if I take my child out. Oh, it's just, honestly. And the thing you've got to realise is pay is an issue and pay is a big focus of this strike action. But genuinely, the reason that most teachers are striking is because our education system is being absolutely decimated. Like, we're going to get to a point where it is just not sustainable. There's not enough teachers at the minute to teach. You know, you've got secondary school classes, math classes being taught by PE teachers. You've got children going through umpteen teachers in a year at primary school. Class size is getting bigger and bigger. These are all stemming from a lack of investment in our education system because the Tory party don't care. So a pay deal that's unfunded is never going to get voted for because we're already struggling now. And the messages I'm getting from support staff who are being told they're not going to be kept on, the impact that then has on send provision, you know, we've got to keep supporting the strikes and we've got to be striking. But I, you know, I can understand why people are a bit like, not right now when we've got all these other things going on. So that's sort of a bit of a catch up on everything, I think.
It's like three strikes in a row, isn't it? It's called a turkey.
Well, yeah. But the government just don't care, do they? They just don't give. But today is Thank a Teacher Day.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Thank a Teacher Day. And this is when you know things are going bad, when your profession has a thank you day.
Yeah.
And I'm all for, you know, giving the shouts out, but I just can't stand it when you jump on Twitter and there's the DfE and Nick Gibb and Gillian Keegan, and they're going on about how much they support teachers and teachers such a great job, and you think it's all rubbish. You're talking
Shut up.
Yeah, if you cared, you'd invest. So don't give us, you know, you might as well stand there clapping like they did for the NHS during the...
I mean, you got to thank a teacher day now. They'll soon be like a, please stay teacher day. Don't leave teacher day.
It is, it's, I made a TikTok, I've not put it out there yet, but you know the Beautiful South song? Where it's like, right, I forget your name, Jennifer, Annabelle. I've made a TikTok where it's like listing all the teachers who have left the profession because the Tory party don't care.
Yeah.
And are just ruining. And it's like, Deborah, Alison, Jennifer,
Philippa Sue.
Yeah. It is. It's bleak.
Annabelle too.
And I got a message the other day where it was like, Hamish P, I've always dreamt of being a teacher, and I really want to go into the profession, but I keep seeing articles about how bad it is. You know, can you put me at rest to say this is going to be a worthwhile career? And I'm just a bit like,
I bet they got hit with that. Thanks for contacting ICT, Mr. P. We'll get back to you shortly. You just like, ooh.
Well, I put that on that auto reply just because so many messages I get can be answered in that. But yeah, I apologise if anyone's messaged and you get that auto reply.
I get that.
Yeah, yeah,
I thought we were on personal terms. I send you something, it's like, can I get back to you? I'm just like, shut up.
Listen, you're lucky you're not blocked.
I prefer that. More words than a thumb emoji.
What else has been happening? I'll tell you what happened today in school, which is pretty funny. So they tried to play a bit of a practical joke on moi.
Oh, yeah.
In that they've got this, someone's brought in this skeleton. Mm-hmm. And they put it in the male toilet. Now, I'm the only one who sort of use... Well, me and Claire's brother, Lee, are the only ones who use a toilet. So they put it in there to try and scare one of us.
Okay.
Right? And obviously, I didn't go to the toilet in the morning. It's just been there all day. And then a member of staff came to me and was like, you've been in the male toilet today? And I went, no. And she went, you've not been in there? You've not seen it? You've not been in and seen it? Now, what would your reaction to that be? What would you immediately think?
That someone's left a massive...
someone's left!
Massive turn.
An absolute poonami.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everywhere. So I'm like, I'm defending myself. Honestly, I've not been to the toilet. So if someone's done something, it's not... And they're like, I think you best go and see what's been left in that toilet, right? And I'm going, okay. Yeah. So I go to the toilet and it's just this skeleton there. And I was like, oh, right, yeah. And she's like, you like that? And I was like...
Oh.
Yeah, but I genuinely got a fright from the fact that every staff member in the school thought I'd laid an absolute...
There's nothing worse, though, than that. Having to, like, you set something like that up and then you're having to go, like, you seen it?
Because I'd not gone to the toilet. I was like, listen...
your reaction was so grim, just like, oh, that's a good one.
Tell you what, that'll go on the podcast.
Sticks and stones.
I did see something that reminded me of you the other day.
Okay.
So I saw a tweet by a guy called @AngryNorthman, right? Mm-hmm. And it said, a trip to Iceland would send an Italian into seizure, right?
Okay.
And it's just four pictures of Italian foods. And straight away I was like, I bet Adam's had all of these, right? So the first one was a Heinz baked bean pizza.
No, I'm not a beansman, but I've seen it.
Right.
That's horrendous.
What about... Made in Italy, this one. A chicken tikka masala pizza.
Again, see, the thing is, I get it. I understand why you think it'd be a bit of me, but I'm not really a pizza's man. So,
okay,
oh
so
no,
the next...
I have had that, though.
a chicken tikka lasagna?
Yeah, I've had a chicken tikka.
You've had a chicken tikka lasagna.
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, those frozen lasagnas... When I say hit and miss, it's like miss.
I mean,
slight hit.
You do love a bit of these concocts. A lasagna-filled Yorkshire pudding.
No, I've not had that.
As seen on social media.
I have to say, though, gotta take it. I saw a funny post from, what's her name now? Lovey Clark or something. It says, no, you guys, my dad was watching a video on his laptop in the living room, and I walked up behind him and said, who's that nerd? And to my horror, the nerd on the screen laughed. It was a Zoom meeting. The nerd is one of my dad's company's investors.
Oh, no.
I love that. Watching a video. Who's that nerd? And the guy like...
right, so we'll get straight in to some feature. I think we've covered everything there, haven't we?
Well, unless you wanted to quickly mention...
What?
Bojo.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, what is there to say? Finally been found out, hasn't he? Are you gutted because you can't do the... He's now not...
Well, believe it or not, I actually got a message off someone asking me to do a Boris impersonation for their end of year show.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, just saying, like, they said they were looking online, but no one could quite pull him off. I was like, there's been enough people who have. So I had to, you know, get myself back into it. It's funny because my dad was like, are you going to wear the wig? And I was like, no, it's just an audio thing. He went, yeah, but do you not go like Daniel Day-Lewis? I'm like, no.
Full method.
It'd be funny though if I couldn't quite do it. Like, well,
full method and just start going around lying, sleeping with anyone you can.
Partying.
Yeah, just having loads of kids and not taking any responsibility. Yeah. Just ruining the country.
Just not doing my job. Everyone at work would be like, hey, he's pretty much Boris ready. No, but it's like, if I was struggling with it, like, oh, yeah, ooh, and then put the wig on, like, ooh, yes.
I don't know what that first bit, did that first bit
again? That first bit was me unable to do it.
Oh, but it sounded like someone else, though.
No, when I was just like, ugh.
Who did that sound like?
And then
as soon as the wig goes on,
I'm suddenly like, you know, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No. It's Partygate Scandal 101. Yeah.
Did you see that video of them, though? Oh, God.
Do you know what, as well, though? Not only do I think they're just a massive pile of gimps and the amount of sacrifice that people made, but it just looked like a grim time. Like, two people, they were like ballroom dancing, weren't they? Or like, just...
When I first saw it, I thought it was like a parody.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought it was genuine, like, this is what a reenaction...
I thought that bald guy was going to go, do-do-do. Remember that guy? He was like, come on, yeah, and do the conga.
It's disgusting. And the people, you know, you go on Twitter then and you see people sharing what they were doing at that exact moment of, like, mourning the loss of a loved one and not being able to properly mourn, or... You know, in the hospital,
funerals,
or you know, people having children and their partners not allowed in the room. It just goes, and they were honestly, clearly, just laughing at us, just absolutely laughing.
Yeah, they can do
and taking the mick. But it's all right because they're all in the House of Lords now, and we'll make the laws for the next however many years. It's disgusting. But anyway, right. And one last thing before we do start. By the way, I'm going to ask you this question as well. Obviously, it's been report writing season. I've talked about how I've been helping with the Teachmate website, and it's now written over 120,000, or helped write over 120,000. So if you're that person who likes to live dangerously, you're listening to this episode while trying to write reports, do give the Teachmate stuff a go. But here's the question I want to ask you from a parent's point of view, because this is where it's causing a little bit of... division, right? Mm-hmm. Would you be bothered as a parent, because I know my view on this, but would you be bothered as a parent reading a report knowing that the teachers used a bit of AI? Would it bother you?
Well, that's putting me on the spot there. I think I'd like...
Do you know how the AI tool's working?
No.
Right, okay. So let me give you... Because this is where I think some parents are not quite understand it. Right, so the Teachmate AI, the way that we've done it on the website is you go in, you put the child's name in, first name only, GDPR. You then identify the strengths and areas for development, mm-hmm, right? And then the AI takes those ideas and turns it into a really well-written paragraph.
Right.
The teacher's then encouraged to obviously check it, add anything else that they'd like to, but that then takes a 15-minute task into a 5-minute task, mm-hmm, right? Because the thing to remember is most teachers are writing reports in their own time, unpaid. So would that
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think in terms of, like, you know, because we, you know, I've got my son who is, you know, potentially, well, he's on the autistic spectrum. He's non-verbal at the minute. He's four, and he's obviously going to go to reception next year. Now, as long as you are in contact with the teacher,
yeah,
and obviously you've had parents' evenings and things like that, then I don't think, obviously, with a little bit, I always think that. With the end of year reports, if there's anything substantial that you need to know, you'll know it
anyway.
So it's just a bit of a summary, and it's more just kind of like. I don't necessarily disagree with it. Like you said, they go in and edit it or whatever, and maybe add a little personal touch at the end with a sentence. I don't see the issue, me personally.
Yeah, because my thing is, right, from the day I started teaching, teachers have always tried. To cut corners, but
copy and paste from the year before.
Well, there's that, and there's also software where you can literally just tap on sentences and it just adds them into a. Mm. And now, like, I don't want to throw shade at the schools my kids have attended, but there has been cases before where you can clearly see that's happening,
mm-hmm.
or there's wrong genders where it's clearly they've copied and pasted, you know.
Yeah.
He's done really well. It's a she, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get it. I completely understand because for me, it's a monotonous task. It's a point. If you've got the line of communication through parents' evening, if you've been using other tools through the year to inform parents of what's been going on, what they've been learning, it's ridiculous anyway. So the fact that I personally think the quality of output you're getting and it being the feedback we've had is it's more personalised because you're identifying the individual strengths.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not just sort of going, well, he's a bit like this kid from last year, so copy and paste.
Mm.
But yeah, it's been interesting to see the reaction of some parents with it. And I had a message from a teacher saying that they've been told by the head teacher that under no circumstances is a teacher to use AI in any way, shape or form. And I'm just thinking, well, more fool you because it just saves you loads of time.
Yeah.
Right, we're gonna. What do you want to kick off with? Should we start with a dilemma?
Oh yeah.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Help me, I have a dilemma. It's causing more pain than a vinegar enema. Help me, please, I need you to. Mr. P, some help from you, please.
Hi, Mr. P. I saw you asking for dilemmas on your Insta, so here you are. I recently embarked on a new teaching venture at a lovely little school. All was going swimmingly until I discovered that one of my eager young learners lives a mere stone's throw away.
Okay, right.
Now, you've never had this, have you? Because
no.
You've always worked
I've
in
worked,
schools.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I've always had this.
Right.
So my school is literally a stone's throw. Mm. On a nice day like this, I should really walk to school. It's that close.
Not when you got that Tesla in the old driveway.
Yeah,
there.
In fact, I've had 5 children live. 5 children who go to Dayview, my school, live on my street.
Okay.
Right, so that's how close it is. Right, yes, one of my students is also my neighbour. A surprise I discovered when little Timmy next door turned out to be Timmy the troublemaker in my class.
Ooh.
Don't get me wrong, it's lovely to have such a short commute for parent-teacher meetings, but Timmy's parents seem to have forgotten the concept of office hours. They regularly corner me during my off-duty moments, from a Sunday supermarket sweep to my evening constitutional, with endless queries about Timmy. I like Timmy.
Timmy, yeah.
They're as eager as beavers, asking about everything. While I admire their parental involvement, I feel like I'm on the clock.
He's maybe laughing. No, eager as beavers, just over the fence like that.
So my esteemed Mr. Pease, what's your take on my doorstep dilemma? How would you get around this? Any advice on politely managing this parent-teacher proximity predicament would be appreciated. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts, and thank you for everything you do for teachers. My staff love your videos and they are regularly shared on our staff WhatsApp.
I would start by saying, are you renting?
Yeah. Zoopla.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Move.
Right move.
Could you use it to your advantage? Could you be like, well, if Timmy takes the bins out...
Yeah, boy. Don't be taking the husband's job.
Does Timmy want to jet wash the drive?
I think, I mean, it could work in the fact of, like, you know, the relationship with Timmy. If he levers a football in your garden, well, didn't you get your name moved on the traffic light today, Timmy? No ball for you, sunshine.
Yeah.
But I think it would be very difficult. And the thing is, there, it's like, as if they go to the shop at the same time. Like, do they wait and go? Miss Jones is heading to Tesco Express. Go. And then, oh, fancy seeing you here.
I'm thinking it's more like the little Tesco. Not the big Tesco.
Not the big shop. But it's difficult. But then I would also say that if terrorising Timmy is in her class, he's only going to be in her class for another...
Yeah.
So it will blow
over. And of course, it's that time of year where you're finding out, oh, there was some big shake-ups in our staff today. We had a staff meeting. There was some big shake-ups. It's like transfer deadline day, I think.
I always think it's like X Factor, old school X Factor, when Simon Cowell, Cheryl, Louis, and Sharon.
Or Danny Minogue.
They had all the pictures on the thing. I like him for five. And then Simon's like, no.
No, because he's not going to be working well with her.
Got to stay in three.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's just like, have we decided then? Oh, God. What are they going to think?
It's
just like, a moment like this.
And it is like the reactions, you know, like when Rylan lost his head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what some teachers are like.
You're going to reception.
Yeah, there's obviously some controversy if an upper key stage two is thrown down into EYFS. At the same time, could happen the other way, where EYFS come up to year six.
That's rare.
It happens. It happens. And yeah, I love it. I love it when a year group team that are bonded and are so close get torn apart.
Harry Redknapp in the staff car park.
That's what I said today. I said people are going to be running up to my head teacher, wind your window down, any wheeling dealing. Yeah.
So what was the move moving Miss Jones from three to six? Well, listen, you know, she's done well in three. She's moved a couple of the kids up. We think that it's time for her to head to the big leagues.
Yeah, and I love the one because there's always the chat in the staff room as well. There's always the missed it Meg who's like, well, I actually think you're going into year four, and I think Sharon is going down
to EYFS.
Do you know
what I often think about?
And then whoever that Mystic Meg is never gets it right.
And anyone who does get it right knows.
Yeah.
Like, he's in with the SLT. I tell you what, I wouldn't be shocked if you went into year one, then suddenly they're in year one. How did you know? I just had a feeling.
Well, don't you hate it when you think you're close with someone and then they get so, like, I
celebrate.
No. I thought I was close enough to a teacher so that if they've had the conversation, they would have come to me and gone, just let you know they've said I'm going to go there. So you'd get the inside info.
The inside scoop.
So it genuinely came as a surprise today. I was like, I thought we were close.
Now you're turning it to E! Entertainment News.
Yeah. Breaking news.
No, I mean, it is drama filled, and there will be. There's just always that anticipation of, like, where are people going to go and, like, what are people going to do? And I don't know. It's just, I always think, like, it can be done just quick, just snappy, early, just like, right, this is happening. You know, get your head around it. But going back to the dilemma.
Anyway, back to Timmy.
Back to the dilemma. Terrible Timmy. Yeah, I'd just stick it out. And
if you can stick it out, do it, because you might then need them. You know, you always want to be on good terms with your neighbours. You don't want it to turn sour, but then at the same time you don't want them taking advantage. So
no, but then you taught a kid and then years later he served you at KFC and gave you extra wings. Timmy could,
yeah, biggest
Timmy
flex
could
I've
be
had that.
McTimmy in 10 years and he could be sorting you out some nugs.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, don't base it on that, because you'd be a McFool. I would say stick it out. If it gets bad, I wouldn't have an issue in saying to the parents and just say, listen, you know, Oh, that would be difficult, though, wouldn't it? But just saying, like, listen, you know, when I'm not in work, honestly, you don't worry about Timmy. I'll talk to you about it when it's parents' evening. You spend some time with your son. Put it on them.
Yeah.
You just spend some quality time with your son.
Or, I mean, disguise. You could just buy a wig. Boris wig. Boris wig and every time you come out.
Is that Miss Jones? No speaker English.
Or get a Ring doorbell. And then you can at least see.
Surely Timmy's not belling. Knock a door running. Oh, I don't know, though.
No, but I just mean, like, you'd be able to set the camera up so you'd be able to see that if they're out in the garden, you don't go out in the garden. Well, get a little notification.
What, in the back garden?
We can get Ring doorbells in the back garden.
But isn't that like, you know, what if like, the mum's sunbathing?
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't film them. That's the wrong advice.
I'm just saying to give you a heads up that, like, oh, are they in the garden? Right, I'll stay in the house.
Is your phone going to go, ding, 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 and then suddenly they're all in the garden?
Well, it gives you can set a Ring doorbell up so it gives you notifications when there's motion.
The worst thing is she will be the first to know if Timmy's going to have a younger sibling because the walls will be rocking on the regs.
Oh, God.
You seem tired, miss, yeah, because your parents were rattling the headboard all night, Timmy. Well, we hope we've helped you.
We went off on a massive tangent about end of year transition.
My absolute end of would be stick it out. If it does get to a point where it's like, oh my word, I would say, like, you know, I'd just duck. I'd duck and cover. I'd go out. I'd find somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Or I'd just stay in.
And yeah.
But I'll tell you what mum and dad did at our house, which obviously I've moved in there now. They've moved out and I've not moved back in with my parents, but they their neighbours did a lot of stuff in the garden, and mum built like this big, I don't know if you've seen it, it's like this big kind of like, I can't think of the word,
mesh cover.
No, yeah, you just like pull it and you cannot get over the fence, so you know you could get a big fence. I mean, talk about being obvious.
But doesn't your neighbour do something funny in the garden?
Yeah. So our neighbour does, like, what's it called? It's kind of like martial arts, but it's
yoga dancing sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like yoga dancing, but it is like more martial arts, and it's slow and it's
and measured.
He does that in the garden. And Isla's obsessed when he does it, to the point where we said, leave him, because he's doing his like silent meditation and doing all these moves. And she was like, I am, I'm just going to play on the trampoline. And then we looked outside and she was bouncing on the trampoline, looking at him, copying the moves. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
You look like you've got a story. It's probably not as good as Nana Maury's. But tell me your story anyway, I hope it's a hit. If it's not good, then I'ma go rebiff and chip. I hope the keeper's there too.
Right, okay, obviously it's that time of year. Sports Day.
Oh, yes.
So I've been asking you to share some of your funny Sports Day stories.
Oh,
so
some bangers last year.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll work through these ones. As a child, I was crap at sport. In the last year of primary, we had sports day and I had to do the three-legged race. I was determined not to fail, so I gave it everything. My partner fell, but I kept going and dragged him over the finishing line. Blood was pouring out of his wounds. But we won. We were first. But typical health and safety. I was disqualified for endangering lives. As if... This was the 70s as well. There was no health and safety. Looking back, I think they might be right.
Dragging your partner. I bet he was on the playground as well. I bet he wasn't even on grass.
Gravel.
Come on!
You can do it. Like in a Vietnam War film.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah. How about being harassed at the finish line by a parent with a camera who had photographic evidence that their child had come first, not second?
Now that's, VAR! That's keen, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the thing is as well, They definitely wouldn't have took a good enough photo. It would have been blurry as hell. Look, yeah. Zooming in on a blurry pump, being like, that's my daughter's pump.
Right, this one is, it's so many things mixed together. It, I don't know whether it's teacher tired, sports day, what an O. It's a massive O. Think about this. We once organised the backup sports day in case the first one was rained off on a date before the actual sports day. Oh, right, so sports day today. What's the forecast? Rain. Don't think we're going to have to do it. Oh, when was our reserve day? Last week.
Yeah, we'll have to do it last Tuesday.
That is outrageous.
I love that.
Hey, it's a really nice day today. Should we do sports day? No, today's the reserve day. Next week, sports day.
When a parent comes, so what's happening with sports day? Oh, well, unfortunately, it's already happened.
Yeah. Last week. Oh, brilliant. Right, staff race, full speed and effort. Face planted in front of the children, staff and parents halfway down the track. My lovely class came and saved my face before I went off to cry, bruised and sprained my hamstring. Then I had to put on a brave face for the summer fair straight after.
I've never heard that. The children came and saved my face, I thought. She'd like somehow a face off. Like they'd ripped the face off.
A TA told me in my first year at my school that there's a teacher's space hopper race on sports day. I was reluctant, but was informed it was a well-established tradition and I'd be letting the team down if I didn't participate. As sports day drew nearer, I became more anxious. I'm not the most athletic nor the most energetic. The day before sports day, in a total panic, I practiced space hopping around my classroom, convinced I was making a fool of myself. This was met with howls of laughter. I was being set up. There was no space hopper race. Then she's tagged in Andrea and went, Andrea, do you remember?
I bet Andrea's planning the next skeleton attack as well. She won't see this coming either.
The thing is, oh, I thought she said, a TA told me my first day at the school. So that would have been a summit planted September. Like, guys.
Oh, yeah.
In 9 months, this is going to be bloody hilarious.
Yeah. She comes out of a space. I'm like, what is she doing? Just like not remembering setting it up.
A whole unit of PE on space hopping to try and help her. Quick one here. How about the mum whose tit fell out during the race and she just kept going?
Commitment. Commitment to the cause. I wonder if she won. Photo finish. Nipple.
The dip. Won by a breast.
Won by a nip. Oh, she nipped in front of the opposition.
The member of staff who gives out the first, second, and third stickers. Just gonna skip you that sticker there. Just gonna cover the nipple. With a first place sticker. Right. I was running so fast in my competitive spirit during the teacher's race. A child crossed the finish line wearing his ear defenders, so didn't hear or see me, and I knocked him flying, unable to stop.
I was going to say, that's such a no. Like, the child wearing ear defenders, and I couldn't see or hear him. Like, what?
I did come second, and we both laughed about it afterwards. Sure. But my efforts went round the village, and it was a while before I lived it down. Then she tagged everyone who was there.
Oh, that's a tough one to take, isn't it?
Especially if it meant you came second.
Second. I forgot to say, I could have won that.
Oh, right.
I didn't feel as much of a tit as the other one.
Oh, no. Class tug of war. Me cheering on, getting carried away whilst 8 months pregnant. Parent thought I was giving birth. Not that I'm competitive or anything.
What was she doing in the tug of war? Like, ah! Another contraction's going, ah!
This is again, gotta be an NQT. Being called in at the last minute to run behind and encourage the stragglers at the back during the cross country three times around the very large field, wearing a shirt and tie on one of the hottest days of the year. I was blowing out my backside as I ran across the finishing line with a child in each arm after they'd given up and laid down in the grass during lap one. My God, he's done an Ironman there. He's done a full on Ironman.
I bet those children are getting covered with his undershirt pit.
Oh yeah. Why am I soaking wet? I did get a big cheer and a round of applause from the crowd though. It was my first sports day at my new school too. Yeah. You learn those lessons.
The round of applause was for the kids he was helping.
Drop the kids just to be like, yes.
No, he dropped the kids just before the finishing line and crossed.
Yeah. Parents race, the mums are all warming up at the start line when one mum suddenly appears with her pretend horse, you know, head of a horse on a pole.
Yeah, yeah.
They all start sprinting to the finish while a latecomer slowly plods down the field on the pretend horse.
I like that a lot.
I hope she's like doing the fences.
Yeah. Easy, big fella.
And then it gets out of control. Goes into the crowd.
Yeah. She falls off and he carries on. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, I bet it was one where you press the air and it went. Because that's what all those toys always do.
Oh, God.
That's great. The way they all sprinted up and she was galloping. This is hilarious. It would have been hilarious for 20 metres.
It would have been hilarious if it was a rocking horse and you just stood there. Oh, God. Right, mum's race. One mum taking a tumble. She was wearing a short skirt and a thong. Another parent complained about the exposure.
Why did you have to say it like that?
Just went Cisco there, wasn't it?
Did you? Did I? Oh. That mum had dumps like a truck. Truck.
Body like
parents
what?
Parents like, what?
Oh, God. Complained about the exposure.
I mean,
right.
Come on. I mean, what is the staff going to do with that? You know, at the end of sports day, thanks for coming, guys. Just a quick reminder, you know, be careful of the underwear you wear. Yeah.
We're going to play you out with Cisco.
Make sure you took your breasts in if you're racing. Yeah.
Well, there's no complaints about the breasts. And just remember that we have a strict policy that you don't wear that dong, 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 dong.
You're simply the breast.
A separate year, dad's race, three dads pushing and shoving each other. One fell, landed badly, broken collarbone, kept apologising for swearing whilst in first aid. You'd be gutted with that, wouldn't you, breaking your collarbone?
I do get a little bit uneasy now, being an adult. Like, back in the day when our dad used to run the parents' race, I used to love it. But saying that, our dad was, like, unbelievably quick. In fact, I got a video came up on my memories, so I'll try and post it to the group of our dad in a sports day race. But I do feel uneasy when I watch it now as a teacher or as a member of school staff, because I always think, like, God, I hope no one falls and gets injured, because it's that cringy bit. And then, because then you've got the child upset that the parents are injured. You know, you've seen it where a sniper's took out a dad's hammy and the dad's just like trying to.
It's the ones that I love is when a dad's. It's always a dad's as well. He sets off, but then his feet are going too fast for his body. And it's like, he's not making it. And you just see the tumble.
Forever young.
In a pair of Toms. Right, it was time for the parents' race. We all know it just because... we all know it's just supposed to be a bit of fun, right? Well, one mum went to the start line and started stripping down to an all-in-one Lycra bodysuit. Obviously, she knew she was good. She wiped the floor with all the other mums.
See, that's...
I find that a bit cringe, to be honest.
Do you know what I prefer? What I would have loved there is, like, another mum who had, you know, young children. She was wearing a Slazenger tracksuit with baby sickle over it, and she just jetted it.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely burnt that parent.
Because I've told you about the time where the dad came in a suit and then took out the, like, running
trainers. Spikes. Yeah, 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 it's ridiculous.
I couldn't make my son's sports day because I was teaching, so his dad went. My son started the wheelbarrow race strong until about 2 metres in, and his arms gave up, so his dad just picked him up by the ankles and ran the rest of the race with him hanging upside down. Still didn't win.
Competitive match?
No, yeah. Right, myself and a colleague were to hold the finishing tape for the races. Someone started the race before we got in position and ended up trying to... We ended up trying to race past the children to get to the finishing line before them. But they beat us and they were only year one.
Oh, my days.
Right. So, end of sports day, the parent, teacher, community rep run. All lined up. The street warden, we'll call him Nigel, was in the lineup, all serious looking, as if the Olympic medal was awaiting him at the finish line. Go was shouted. Off he went, taking pole position. Problem was, the field had a gradual dip, so the faster you ran, the more difficult it was to stop. The complimentary sticker givers were waiting to see who crossed first. Unfortunately, the teacher stepped out a bit too prematurely, expecting Nigel to stop. He did not. He couldn't. He took her clean off her feet. Crash. Bang. She landed. Was knocked clean out, unconscious. I'll never forget the gasps of the crowd and the kids. I did have to go giggling a corner of the field. Can we get first aid? Sorry, a second. Nigel! Nigel! Great name, that, for that story.
Did I win?
No, no. The one giving out the stickers got knocked out.
No, no.
Nigel
Nigel knocked her out and then was just like, did I win? Kid there laid out. So, did I get it?
Oh, God.
I didn't think Big Nige got knocked out.
Oh, we know a Nige. A teacher used to knock himself out.
Oh, yeah, true.
When the head teacher had to separate some parents having a fight because he didn't like the results of the year two running race.
Oh, for God's sake. Nah, Tommy definitely won that. Nah, Des got that. You want to go?
You want to throw down? When I told a parent they couldn't smoke on school grounds, it was the playground where the kids were doing their races / obstacle courses, and he replied, bloody hell, you can smoke in prison.
I wonder if he sounded like that. Bloody hell, you can smoke in prison.
Not necessarily funny, but dramatic. Ooh. When I was in primary school, they did a parents' race, and one of the dads was so enthusiastic that he didn't stop at the finish line and carried on running into the school building and through the hall windows, resulting in an ambulance and a trip to hospital.
Shut up! What? Ran through the hall windows?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, God.
RoboCop?
Yeah. Run, Forrest! Run! There's actually a story here. There was a child at school called Forrest. Run, Forrest. Talking to year five about what events they could take part in, when I inadvertently said to a boy, I think you'd be good in the sack. Very quick did race after realised what I'd said.
That is brilliant.
Oh, God. Oh. Right, as always, thank you so much for sending all those stories. That was Oh, there's one more actually that was submitted. One last one. Right, we no longer have a parents' race at our school after the legend of the stepmum. Recently split from his wife, the mother of his children at the school, this dad brought his new girlfriend to sports day. Think fake boobs the lot. She was wearing a strapless boob tube type dress. She, much to the horror of the other parents, joined in with the parents' race. As she ran, she stepped on the hem of her dress and pulled it down, revealing no bra and just... I thought that said three. These massive boobs...
Total recall.
Yeah. These massive boobs bouncing up and down. She didn't seem to notice for what felt like 5 hours. But I think it was only a couple of seconds. I wasn't keeping an eye on the time.
What's happening?
Obviously, the dads all enjoyed the view.
Yeah, it's now time for the dads race. Sorry, I can't. I've got to stay here. Can I stay sat down? We got a cold shower and I'll be back in a minute.
Is it a three-legged race? Is that a baton? Or you just please. Yeah. Oh, God. Obviously, the dads are enjoying the view. But just in case, there are now no longer any parent races at our school. Suddenly, I bet none of the dads bother.
Suddenly all the dads will lay on the fronts watching the rest of sports day.
Just none of the dads bother coming to any of the sports day. What's that? They've got rid of the mum's race. Not bothering, love.
Oh, right, well, I've got a cracking story. Which we'll finish on, but I've got, so if you remember a couple of weeks ago we did where children just make innocent mistakes, and I think it was where you talked about the girl who dressed up as a lady from Greece and she was a pink lady.
Yeah.
Is it pink lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. So teaching 3D shapes in year two, I asked what features a pyramid had. A child eagerly told me, "Is it where you find toilet paper mummies?"
Toilet paper mummies.
I was teaching my year five class about the nativity. They were then asked to write it in their own words. One girl said the angel Gabriel told Mary she was going to have a child. She asked who the father would be, and angel Gabriel responded, "Any man will do." I did a maths activity where we were sorting shapes. I asked the children what they thought sorting meant. One child said, "It's like when your mum and dad have an argument and they've got to sort it out."
Well, yeah,
yeah. Teaching a year 3-4 class, a parent came in to express concern that I'd been telling the class that Henry VIII became a prostitute. I reassured them to know that it was actually Protestant. And then there's two random chicken-based ones here.
Right.
I did a spelling assessment with a year five girl, and the word she had to spell was turkey. I got so excited when she said, "Oh, my God, I've been there. I know how to spell it." When marking, she wrote chicken. It was the only word she had spelled correctly, but I couldn't give her the mark. Here we go. This is the innocence of children summed up, and it is a tough one. While doing a lesson on homophones, I asked the children if they could think of any more examples. One child said chicken. When I asked him to explain further, he said, "Yeah, like the bird and then the chicken that you eat." It broke my heart to break it to him.
I'm just imagining the look on the child's face.
The same thing. Oh, God. I mean, bless that kid. Bless.
I hate to tell you.
Right, here we go. So, as we are aware, the last few weeks have been glorious weather-wise, minus a few days recently. So this story got sent to me on Instagram, and it is anonymous.
Right.
From a gentleman, and it just says, "Hot weather." Right? As I'm sure most of you felt, classrooms were smelly and humid, terrible working conditions. I have a confession that I won't get over for a while. My school recently invested in quite a few fans. Due to the uncomfortable weather, they were a real help. I'm a TA in year one and was on my own with the class as the teacher was in a meeting which had ran over. No problem, as the children were on task, no dramas. Until the food I had eaten the night before. This was Wednesday, yesterday was Taco Tuesday. Began to wreak havoc on my stomach.
Oh, God.
Keyword, reek. Well written. I felt my stomach drop and it was flat. This is great. It was fight or flight time. Or should I say, fart or crap time. I manoeuvred myself. I manoeuvred myself to the back of the class and unleashed a classic silent but deadly trump. Relieved it went no further. I thought I was in the clear. Without realising, I had unleashed this horrendous gust right in front of the revolving fan.
Oh, no.
Fast forward to seconds later when Polo...
Fast forward to seconds later.
Strong fans.
No, no, like, you know they go fast forward to a week later, fast forward a year, fast forward to a second later.
You're already there.
Yeah.
When polo shirts were being pulled over noses and children were wrenching.
Wrenching, sorry.
I had to say the textbook teacher line of, does anybody need the toilet? But with two fans in the class, the smell was revolving like a tornado. The teacher came back to the class and was disgusted as she entered with the stench of her normally pleasant-smelling classroom and asked, do we need to check if a child has soiled themselves? And I said, I've already asked them, and suggested we took the children for their end-of-day story on the grass outside.
Oh, God. Oh. Those fans.
You've got no fans.
Right, thank you so much, guys, for listening. As always, we really, really do appreciate it. We'll be bringing you an episode now every week until the end of term. Please do get involved with the tour. We've got the tour happening towards the end of this year, sort of October. There are tickets available for all the shows. It's during the half term, so we'd love as many of you to come and join us. We're playing some big, big venues, so we really, really want to fill them as much as possible. So head over to the website, to MrPsPodcast.com, where you can obviously submit your stories that might be read out on the podcast, but we're also collecting stories that we're going to actually read out during the show, during the next tour, so share them as well. Join the Facebook group, follow us on all your socials, and we'll be back next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.